You're going to get hair VD.
These headphones are gross.
What is that?
I don't know.
That's why I bring my own headphones, and I bring them in an aluminum flight case, handcuffed to my wrist.
These headphones belong to the studio we're sitting in, and it looks like they're coated in mud, but it's not mud. I think it's dead skin and sadness. I don't know.
Wow. That's my flax. I bring my own headphones.
I brought my own from home.
Yeah.
They come in a sack.
Do you ever, out in a pub or something on a Tuesday or Wednesday night, and then you see the guy come in by himself, but he's brought his own pool cue? That to me.
Oh, man. When you have to screw it together, too?
Yeah.
It comes out of a case?
Yeah. And you're screwed. But that guy's always alone. Why is that guy with the pool cue always alone?
I think in his mind, a hot babe is going to see him. Start doing some trick shots.
Oh.
He's going to be doing four banks.
Yeah,
knock the ball in.
Yeah.
And
next thing you know, he's going to have a honey on each arm.
He's going to be elbow deep in sweeties.
Hmm. Okay. Oh.
Oh, geez. This is on again. A lawn chair is a good time chair, but you're aware of that. It folds down to half the size so you can lay it flat. I can watch the world go by and live without a care. Yeah, it's been a few weeks. It has. You were gone for a while. I was gone for a while.
Ooh. I'm Garner Andrews. That's Bryce Kelly. Welcome to Lawn Chair Profits, or The Lawn Chair Profits. Frequency Podcast Network, that's where we are. I noticed they have a television commercial now.
Are we part of that commercial?
I don't know. I only saw part of the TV commercial when I was walking through the kitchen this morning. And I stopped in my tracks. I did not see our logo on there, but here's hoping. I'm guessing probably not.
I refuse to believe there's a world where we're not the lead horse on this
thing. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm going to put my money on no, Lawn Chair Profits is not a part of the Frequency Podcast television commercial.
Oh, maybe one day.
Yeah. So I was in Mexico for a week. Then I came back and then you went to Mexico for a week.
Different parts of Mexico.
Yeah, I was in Puerto Vallarta. You were in Cabo.
I was in Cabo. No big deal.
Is it Cabo or Cabo?
I say Cabo now.
Well, you are sophisticated.
Mm-hmm. Everyone always wants to go to Cabo Wabo down there.
That's Did you go?
No, I saw it.
Oh.
But I didn't want to go. I think that's Sammy Hagar's thing.
Yeah.
No, instead I did the only normal thing, and that is I found the most grimy looking authentic Mexican restaurant, and I ate there.
And did you get sick to your pants?
I did not.
Good.
But I had a huge burrito, and that's all I wanted.
Wow. Was your best girl impressed that you polished off the huge burrito?
She was not.
No?
She was not.
Are beans good for the heart, Bryce? The more you eat, the more you fart.
Yeah. Is that how it goes?
The more you fart, the better you feel. So let's have beans at every meal.
Wow, I didn't know there were more lines to that.
No, there's a whole, there's probably more to it.
What a rich history behind that song, I'm sure.
So we were both comparing notes, though, we're in Alberta. That's where we are. Mm-hmm. Alberta, Canada. We're in our province's capital. Maybe you've heard of it before. It's called Edmonton. That's where we talk to you from. We have a professional sports franchise here called the Edmonton Oilers. Perhaps you're familiar with their work on and off the ice.
Yeah. So how long had you been in Mexico before?
Oh, my God. I'm a fan of the Edmonton Oilers. You probably won't say anything close to those words.
No,
but
I'm not.
I support our local sports franchise. But we had been on the ground in Puerto Vallarta. Maybe we'd been outside the airport for 18 minutes. We got on our shuttle bus, and this is just a random collection of people from all over the world. And you get on this shuttle bus, and they take you to your resort. The two guys sitting right behind me, guess where they were from, Bryce?
I'm going to guess right here.
Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Yeah.
And the one guy, first of all, he's like, I'm sitting there with one of my gifted children. She was sitting right next to me. My wife and our other gifted child were sitting across the aisle. And so me and my 16-year-old daughter were sitting there, and we could hear this guy talking. Oh, yeah, I heard there's a Tusami over there. And we're like, Tusami? What is a Tusami? And then eventually my 16-year-old daughter goes, I think he means tsunami.
Oh,
I'm like, oh my God, it does start with the letter T. But he was calling it a Tusami.
He didn't know the T is silent.
Mm-hmm. So there was that. And then after they finished their conversation about, you know, world weather events and a tsunami that was nowhere near where we were, they started to try and get a Let's Go Oiler chant started on the bus. Let's go Oilers.
That's so embarrassing.
I was dying inside. Because again, we're on a shuttle bus. It's not just people from Edmonton on this bus. People from all over, all parts of the world, just trying to get to their resort peacefully and enjoy their vacation.
Well, I'm assuming the bus just joined in and it became a roaring chant?
No, not a single person.
Oh.
Just those two, the Tusami guys.
Wow, who could have seen that coming?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I love that happened in your first 30 minutes.
Well, and it's funny because I just about pulled my phone out of my pocket and texted you. I wanted to try and record it. Just so that I could prove to you what was going on my shuttle bus right now. But it was too late. It was over. It died so fast. Thank God.
Okay. It's funny because my incident involving an Albertan in Mexico, I too wanted to immortalize it on my phone, but didn't have it with me. Let me paint a picture for you.
Okay.
So I'm in a pool at my resort in Cabo. And I hear a familiar accent behind me. Oh, yeah, I got to go do some business in Hinton there.
Hinton, Alberta.
Yeah.
Gateway to the Rockies.
So I was like, oh, this ought to be good. I turn around, and that's when I locked eyes with the worst tattoo I have ever seen in my life.
Oh, boy.
Not even close. This guy who was sitting, he just had his legs sitting in the pool. I got a full view of his back. He had what the kids call a tramp stamp.
I've never heard that term before. It sounds somewhat demeaning.
Lower back tattoo.
Oh, I've heard of those.
John Deere logo.
Oh, my God.
And it was huge. It would be like the size of your hand.
Poking up out of his trunks?
Yeah. Green, yellow, John Deere logo that had the words, too. So it wasn't just the logo. It said John Deere.
Nothing runs like a deer.
I mean, I'm sure it's a fine piece of equipment, but tramp stamp?
That screams, hey, everybody, I lost a bat.
That's what I would have thought.
And like a dumb bat.
But the size of it. And it had been there for some time. It was...
Oh, faded.
It was faded. And it had been on that back for a while. Yeah. So then the guy turned around. Remember that band Crazy Town?
Yeah.
How the singer had those two stars on his shoulder? He had those exact same stars on his shoulders. He had a tribal tattoo. And he put on sunscreen, but not rubbed it in to his face. That's a
good look, yeah.
So he just had sunscreen on his face.
Wow.
And... it was quite clear he was from our province, and he was dialing some Americans in about what he does for work and all this. And all I could think of was like, these are our ambassadors.
Yeah, these are the people who go forward and represent.
They're the ones flying our flags down here. And
I immediately, Bryce, I immediately regretted my choice of hats. I took one hat with me to Mexico, and it was an Edmonton Oilers hat. And it's a damn fine hat. It looks good on me. Like, I can wear the crap out of that hat. But I suddenly didn't want to wear it anywhere because I didn't want to be lumped in with the Let's Go Oilers guys.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're sucked into a conversation you can't escape.
Have you ever tried to buy a tasteful and subtle hat while you're in Mexico? I mean, they have sombreros, and then they have a lot of hats with flames all over them.
Yeah.
And I don't mean the hockey team. I just mean giant flames on them.
Yeah, subtlety is not the way they go down there.
Ugh.
Lovely country, though.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly are the Lawn Chair Prophets. Two guys just watching the world go by.
You want to know what the greatest song Tom Petty ever recorded is? Don't say Free Fallin'. Like, it's a fine song.
I was definitely going to say Free Fallin'.
Oh, this is embarrassing for you. I want you to listen to a song called Swingin'. Yes, you went down. Swingin'. It is a fantastic song. And it has nothing to do with, you know, mixing things up with your partner. It's just called Swingin'.
It's not about...
No.
The lifestyle?
No, it's not. So we were recently discussing swingers and swinging.
Yeah, the polyamorous.
Yeah. And it's funny because we hear all these urban myths like, here's how you spot a swinger. They'll leave their garage door partially open. And as it turns out, a lot of people have heard that one. And there are some people on my street that do have their garage doors always, I don't know, an eighth of the way up. I don't know what the, like, do you just sort of shoulder roll underneath there on a dirty garage floor and be like, hey, I'm here for the swinging.
Yeah.
Like, how does that work?
That's so funny that that's the sign that you and your wife, this is how we party.
Yeah. We're going to just leave our garage door open so raccoons and perverts can come in. And I'm not saying that swingers are perverts. I'm just saying that the type of person that would just be walking down the street and go, huh, open garage door. I'm going to head in for some sex.
Yeah. I got 20 minutes to kill.
Yeah. So anyway, we were talking about this. There's also the whole thing about, we heard about a, if you're in a grocery store, you put a pineapple in your cart, but upside down, and that tells the world that you're, you know, open to some fun and games.
Yeah.
Anything to do with a pineapple on your shirt or whatever is an indication that you're a swinger. But guess who we got on the line right now, Bryce? We got a real for real live swinger.
Okay. Someone who's a member of that club.
Oh, yes. She has her card. She's paid her dues. Do you want to say what your name is?
I do not.
Okay. Well, you texted the show and you said, Garner, I'm a swinger and I want to talk about it.
Yeah, because you're talking about all the different, like, signals that people give, right?
Well, yeah. I just want to see. I just heard that one about the garage door this past fall. We were walking. Actually, you know where we were going? We were going to a Christmas party in my neighborhood. We're walking with another couple, and they're like, huh, see that door down at the end? The garage door's always open. It means they're swingers. Have you ever heard that one?
I have not heard that one. No.
You haven't?
I have heard the pineapple one, but it kind of, like, last summer, everyone was putting out clothes and things with pineapples on them, so it kind of muddied the water. Now everyone's wearing pineapples and having pineapple parties and...
Oh, so that
pineapple
was
a, in like the Twitter name. I'm like, I have no idea who knows what this means and who dislikes pineapple.
Yeah, you see a 7-year-old boy in a pineapple T-shirt at the beach, and like, he can't possibly be a swinger. But it was,
you know,
that.
None
was,
of it matters because now we just have apps. Like, no one approaches strangers, right? You can just go on your phone and like have access to every swinger in the city. So, who cares?
Okay. But was the pineapple sort of a signal for swingers back in the day?
Yeah, I've heard so. I mean, I'm not very old, so it's not like I've been around since before the internet, but I have heard it still. And if I'm like going to a party where I know there's some swingers and some not, so no one's really talking about it, we might still kind of use it as a code just to know who's who. But no one's like approaching people based on their grocery cart pineapple to say, hey, call me later.
The upside down pineapple in the grocery cart. That was the best one this morning. But I'm glad you cleared that up because Bryce and I were both thinking, like, how many times have we walked through the grocery store and accidentally had an upside down pineapple in our cart and we didn't even know?
Yeah, you could be sending all the wrong signals, guys.
So you do it all on apps now. How's your recreation?
It's good. It kind of slows down for the winter, which is kind of what you would think would be the opposite. But everyone I know has kind of been taking it easy. Summer was a little crazier.
When is prime swinging season?
I think the summer.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just when you feel like leaving the house, I guess.
Yeah. How often do you, now, do you have a wife, a boyfriend, a husband?
I have a husband.
Okay. Who brought, now, see, that's always the thing I wonder about too. Who proposes in the relationship that maybe you should start swinging? And what if the other person's like, I don't think so? Like, once that horse has left the barn, there's no turning back. Once you propose that to your partner and they say no, you can't just go, just kidding.
I think he suggested it based on pretty good evidence that I would be into it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it wasn't like a first date thing. It was a well into the marriage thing.
Is the playing field pretty even?
What do you mean by that?
Well, are there a lot of good-looking people in swinging?
There are. I was actually surprised by that. Oh. I kind of expected it to not be the case. And then I started actually talking to couples. I was like, oh, they're cute. Cool. So, yeah, totally.
I don't know. I always feel like, thank you for the phone call, by the way. I feel like if I got into swinging, my wife would show up and people would be like, oh, okay. And then I'd come through the door and be met with that. You know how you decide to throw a Super Bowl party and people are showing up. I brought wings. I brought potato skins. And then there's the guy who shows up with like a Tupperware container of carrots.
Yeah. At the end of the night, the carrots are still there.
Yes. I would be the carrots.
You have questions. The Lawn Chair Prophets have answers.
So, Bryce, the other day, I think you were still in Mexico.
Mm.
And I started talking about the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to you. And I can't think of what. Mine might have something to do with farting on like a wooden bench or something, thinking it would be signed. Don't ever fart on a wooden chair or a wooden bench. It will haunt you for a lifetime. I think that might be mine. I don't know. I can't really remember.
Yeah, I can't think off the top of my head. Like, I've never had anything incredibly embarrassing happen.
No?
I don't think so. I got fired and walked out, and I had to walk past my former colleagues.
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty embarrassing.
Because they probably all knew what just went down in that boardroom.
Probably.
Yeah.
They knew that I was walking the green mile, so to speak, professionally.
Fact you were carrying like a cardboard box with your executive decision maker in it. Like,
and I was not crying. That's the one thing I'll always hold my head. I was not crying. But I did get ushered out in front of everyone.
Oh my God. Listen to this one. Hey, embarrassing moment. I once sent a text to my sister that was intended for my wife. It said, I picked up the red peppers and sex lube. For the record, those two purchases were separate events. Matt. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's a jarring thing to get from your sibling.
Yeah, you don't want your sister to know that.
One, yeah, it brings her into a... You didn't need to know that about the lube. But then you just start getting curious about why there's a pepper involved, unaware that they are separate purchases.
I pulled up in front of a grocery store, parked right in front of the store because I needed to use the washroom badly. But the stalls were all being used... So I thought I'd get back to my truck and head to the next nearest bathroom. I didn't make it.
Oh.
I had to drop the drawers at the tailgate of my truck and let her fly.
Oh, my God. In the parking lot?
Yep.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I hope when you were all done, you at least had the decency to put down a traffic cone or something.
Jeez.
Take it off.
Why would you not just wait in that bathroom? You probably just have to wait a minute.
I don't know.
Instead, you let it happen in the parking lot.
Stay in the bathroom and just, you know, bridesmaid style.
Oh, right in the sink.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I can think about is the poor soul who had to go get the hose from the side of the building and just clean up that.
Yeah, you're on cart duty. Next thing you know, you're on duty.
Oh, that's horrible.
Several years ago, I went to the doctor for the big V. Bryce, that's code for vasectomy.
Okay.
Doctor,
that makes sense.
The doctor said everything went well. Fast forward a couple of weeks, I'm at work and new to the unit. I'm driving around with my female coworker and a call comes in through Bluetooth. I didn't recognize the number and I answered it. It was the clinic calling back to let me know that everything was A-okay. In other words, I was good to go again. We are both police officers. She still brings it up to this day. Apparently, it's funny. Because you have to get tested after, Bryce.
That's not too bad. I don't find that one too embarrassing.
Really?
I think it's a pretty standard thing. It's awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But I could laugh that one off.
Do you want to keep going?
Yes, please. I enjoy this.
This one here. I once did a presentation for my entire branch. It was about 75 people. My laptop was plugged in so that I could have my PowerPoint slides projected for everyone to see.
Oh, no.
I didn't realize that I forgot to close my Outlook.
Uh-oh.
And a pop-up notification of an email from my wife came in saying, I'm ovulating.
Oh.
Pops up right in the middle of my presentation. Everyone read it. It was embarrassing.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad. That is embarrassing. I thought it was going to have something to do with...
nudie pics?
A browser history would be shown.
Oh.
I need to be careful with this.
Do it.
We know someone.
Uh-huh.
This is a story I heard secondhand. I was not there. But we know someone who is doing a presentation. And it involved showing Twitter and how Twitter works. So it was some time ago. And... they got to the search function, like, oh, this is how you can search for things. And they had not cleared their previously searched.
Oh, no.
And
what was it?
It was the type of film they look for during Lonely Nights.
Snuff?
No.
Pornography?
Yeah, is their preferred type of pornography?
Oh, no.
Oh, mercy.
Well, should we turn off the microphones? Can you tell me what was their preference? I don't know who this person is.
Oh.
Is it somebody we still work with?
No.
Oh.
But we know this person.
Oh, now I'm dying. I need to know this.
Oh, this is a bad story. That made me think of
it. Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Do you?
What's his thing? Woo! Ooh. Really? That's his thing?
Oh, man.
Oh. Well, I noticed one day we were in a boardroom here, and we were having our regular staff meeting. And our program director, he plugged in his laptop so we could all, and we saw his desktop, and right on the, there was a folder.
Oh, no.
Well, no, it just said stuff to talk to Garner about.
Oh.
So I'm like, huh, wonder what's in that folder.
It's your walking papers.
Oh, yeah. Okay, one more here.
Ooh.
This is sort of like, this is like when you're a kid and you accidentally call your teacher mom.
Ooh.
A couple of years ago, I called a guy at work. Lover in front of a bunch of coworkers during a staff meeting.
Ooh.
I call my husband lover. I don't know how it came out, but it did. I was mortified. The worst part was no one really laughed or even acknowledged it. It just hung there. I tried to laugh it off, but the meeting just continued. I was so embarrassed that I called in sick for a couple of days after. Eventually left that job for unrelated reasons. It was the most humiliating and embarrassing moment of my life.
Ooh, that's a good one. It's just so much worse that no one laughed.
Why can't people just laugh and go, good one, Tammy?
Because maybe they thought they witnessed a slip up that.
Maybe there was something going on.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we've always suspected it. And she just let it slip. Everyone probably did. Like everyone looked at each other and went, I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
Did you ever accidentally call your teacher mom?
Not that I remember.
No.
Not that I remember.
My most embarrassing thing I alluded to at the beginning of this segment actually happened in front of my grade 3 teacher. He came to a baseball game one night I was at. This is in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada. His name was Mr. Randy Deering. I still remember his name. And I'm sitting on the bench next to him, and I thought, oh, God, I got to let one rip. And it got super, super quiet, but it was a wooden bleacher. And I'm sure the whole park heard it.
Just echoed.
The whole thing, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, I just thought of mine.
What?
It was when I was living in Saskatoon. It was a cold winter's night.
Yep.
I'd been out partying. One of my fellow students that I was partying with gave a few of us a ride home. I was in the back of her two-door car and suddenly had the urge to purge.
Like
I had to throw up.
Bleh.
Yeah.
Oh no.
She was driving. We were on Circle Drive.
Yeah, the ring road around.
The ring road. And I had to lean forward over the passenger, push them out of the way, puke out the side of that window. It went down the side of her car and froze because it was wintertime in Saskatoon.
Oh.
And her parents came to visit her the next day. She had to go up and down with buckets of hot water
to melt
to clean off my mess.
Wow.
That was a bad one.
You left her a trophy.
The Lawn Chair Profits with Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly.
I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You've just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.
So, also, while you were away in Mexico doing God knows what with God knows who.
So many burritos.
We were back here and we just started talking about weird customers, just weird customer experiences. Maybe you were the weirdo. Maybe you had to deal with a weirdo. But this, well, I guess this isn't all that weird. It's a little bizarre. But I got this text, Garner, when I sold cars, I had a guy bring his canoe into the dealership so he could see if it would fit on the roof rack of the car he was thinking of buying. It was the middle of winter. The car he wanted was in the showroom, and we had to move a bunch of desks so he could swing his canoe around inside. He never did buy the car, Trevor.
Wow. That's weird.
Is it a power move, maybe?
I don't think so.
No?
I would just be so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like, to bring in a canoe, just, like, I guess if you canoe that often, you want to make sure that nothing will get in your way.
Yeah. I kind of feel like a roof, if you know the length of the car and the roof rack of the car, and you know your canoe is 16 feet, you know whether it's going to work or not. I don't understand why you need to bring it to the, unless you're like, I'm going to go show off my canoe in the middle of February.
People need to know.
People in that dealership need to know that I own a $400 canoe.
I can portage a canoe, even in winter. I would just feel like I'm disrupting everyone's day, and that's my least favorite feeling.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
The minute they have to start moving furniture, I would feel, and I would guilt purchase the car, even if I hated the car, because they go, oh, those guys came to work this morning. They're not furniture movers, but I made them move a desk. I guess I better buy that $42,000 Subaru.
That's kind of how I feel even when I test drive a car. I'm like, oh, man, I made this guy drive with me for half an hour. I better just buy it.
Oh, okay. This was my favorite of all the texts, though. I'm going to unload this one early and see whether the other texts can match this one. My boyfriend and I saw a guy trying on underwear over his pants in Costco. I kid you not. And it's not like he was doing it to entertain his friends. He was in his 50s and by himself. I tried to take a video, but my boyfriend got mad. Heather. Well, I do appreciate your effort and your desire to get video of the guy trying on underwear over his pants. But, you know, anytime you take video of somebody trying on underwear, that's the kind of thing that gets your name on a list down at the police station.
Trying on the underwear over the pants. I'm not sure that's the technique.
No, because your pants are thick. You're not really getting a real sense of how the underwear is going to fit.
I couldn't do that. I feel like too many people are watching me.
Yeah. Can we grab a call? Janine. Hey, Janine, you're a realtor, right?
Yes, sir.
I got this text. I'm a realtor. More than once, I have had clients ask to spend a night or two in the house they were thinking of buying. I have never found a seller willing to let complete strangers spend a night or a weekend at their house. Have you ever had this experience?
No, and that's really random. I've never even heard of that by anybody. I've been asked, obviously, the Taunted or... not often either, but that's a new one I've never heard of.
Yeah,
in 11 years in the business too.
We're just talking about customers with weird sort of. It started by a guy taking a canoe into a car dealership to see if it would fit on the roof rack. People trying on underwear over their pants at Costco.
I heard that the other day, and I was like, really? You can't just do the stretch test? Just stretch a little bit, see if it's going to fit up. Like, hold it up to yourself. It's not that difficult.
Yeah, strut a little bit while you hold it in front of you. Okay. Thanks, Janine. You have a good one, okay?
You too. Bye.
Wow, stay in the house for a couple nights?
Yeah, it's for sale. It's not an Airbnb.
Whoa, I felt bad going for the second viewing.
Oh, yeah.
When I bought a house. I felt like, oh, they're going to be like, oh, this guy again?
Same thing. I remember going back to see a house that we were buying, and I had to make an appointment to go back and look because I wanted to measure for window coverings so I could have that all organized for when we took possession of the house. And I felt horrible having to go in there for 15 minutes again to measure.
See, when I got mine, it was a for sale by owner type situation.
Oh,
so she was there, had to let us in.
So
she could see, and I just felt like I was wasting her day, even though I bought her house. Like, it's a weird feeling. So to ask to stay in the home for a couple nights, that's just weird.
Well, at least Janine's never had that one. She has had people ask if it's haunted. I wonder if she's ever had the question, has there ever been a horrific murder in this house?
I need to start asking that.
Could you live in a murder house?
I could.
Yeah, I don't think it would bother me.
No, I'd be fine.
And I sometimes wonder, would I want to know exactly where it happened in the house? And I'm like, hell yes, I need to know exactly where it went down.
Like, if every person who's ever lived in that house has been brutally murdered,
yeah,
I might pump the brakes.
Yeah.
If it was just one family, I mean, I could get over that.
Here's another one. Hey, if it was just one family. If it was a babysitter and one family, cool.
I can live with that.
But like a series of families over multiple decades, no. Then there's some bad mojo in that house.
Ooh, mercy.
Where do you want to go, Walmart or Costco?
Ooh, let's start with Walmart.
I'm not sure if this qualifies as a weird customer story, but when I was in my early 20s, I worked at Walmart. I was opening one morning. About 15 minutes before we opened the doors, one of my coworkers found a random guy sleeping in a display tent in the sporting goods department. We called the cops. They were there in minutes. Turns out he had been dared by his friends to spend the night. I guess he must have won the bet. Deb. Okay.
That's pretty weird.
That's way better than having to get a John Deere back tattoo.
Yeah, they probably just finished doing their weird Walmart cheer that they do.
Yeah.
At the start of the day.
Hip, hip, hooray, consumerism.
And spot a guy in a tent. That's weird.
So here's another Costco one. And I can't figure out why Costco doesn't have fitting rooms. And people are like, just buy multiple sizes, take them home. They have a really lax return. It's still work. Then you got to take everything back again. This one says, I was in Costco Saturday morning, saw a guy trying on shorts, and he wasn't in one of the less traveled aisles either. He was right beside the table with all the men's shorts on it. I told my kids to look away. Mark.
Wow. So he's dropping trow to put on the test pants? Wow. I wish I had that confidence.
I feel like people who wear boxers feel that those are kind of like shorts, so they can take off their pants. If you were a guy that wears briefs, you would never do that.
No.
But the boxer guys, they're like, these are almost pants.
Well, you can't see anything, man. Yeah. I wish I had that kind of bold confidence.
Do you want to go creepy or creepy?
Ooh, let's go creepy.
I had a customer who would spend thousands of dollars on beads, similar to those Pandora beads. He would stay for my whole shift and fall asleep at the table in the store. He made a necklace and wanted a bead to match the color of my hair.
Oh,
I have red hair. Eventually, the owner had to step in and told the guy if he wanted to buy stuff, he had to go through him. Jen. Okay, that's creepy, but here, this one.
Good for that manager. Yeah, that is exceptionally creepy.
This one goes the extra creepy mile here.
This one tops it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, boy.
Weird customer story for you. A few years ago, I was selling cell phones in a mall downtown. I was demoing a phone for this guy. He leaned over and smelled my hair.
Ooh.
So I had to write back to this person. I'm like, you know, leaning in and smelling a stranger's hair is the creepiest thing you can do to a stranger without touching them. They wrote back again and they said, I was shocked. It took me a second to gather my thoughts, but I asked him to leave. Even weirder, a few weeks later, he came back with a $300,000 check. He had just won the lottery. He asked me out to dinner. I said no. He was just too creepy. Well, congratulations on trusting your gut.
Yeah, this way you don't end up as a lampshade.
Yeah, placing the lotion in the basket.
Gross.
Here we go. This is where we'll finish.
Okay, good. Let's end on a high note.
Kind of. I'm a decorator at a bakery. We have a customer who orders beautiful cakes for his friends, but then always requests a big penis made of fondant to be placed on the cake somewhere. Candace.
I like that one.
Why?
Just like a little hidden message.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Okay, one more. I watched a guy test drive an electric razor in Canadian Tire once. I found a clerk and told him. The clerk's jaw dropped when I told him. Yeah, using an electric razor, that's a little too intimate.
That's a little weird. Do you ever think of like how weird it was that at one time we all did the thing where we thought about buying an album, but we weren't sure, so we went to HMV or Sam the Record Man, and you'd listen to it in the store. You'd just lean against that wall where they had the CD player.
Put the VD headphones on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd stand there and listen to the album for a while.
That is weird. Ugh. And you'd groove. Like, was there a time limit how long you could stand at the listening post for?
I don't think so.
Huh. Oh, no, hang on. You want another creepy one?
Sure, yeah.
This one is creepy. It's pervy. Involves teenage girl.
All right, this sounds like a good way to finish.
Okay, finish strong. As a teenager, I worked at a convenience store near a lake. More than once, I had people come in, buy sunscreen, and then ask me to apply it to their back and shoulders. My dad owned the store. When he found out I had actually done it for a guy, he chewed me out for about an hour. I was a 15-year-old girl at the time. Ooh. I didn't have the spine to say no to the customer. It's not like it happened all the time, but my dad eventually put up a sign that said something like, "We sell sunscreen, but we don't apply it." Charisse.
Wow. Good for her dad.
Yeah.
Wow. That is brutal.
That'd be a good summer job for somebody right there. Just hang out near a beach or a swimming pool.
Ooh, that is a lotion applier.
To lonely, troubled, loner sunbathers.
To the lonely, hairy,
amputee.
Back acne.
Oh. So you could charge $5 for a regular back, $8 for a exceptionally large or hairy back. You could have an elaborate price structure.
Ooh.
Ooh, sunscreen lotion applier. There's your $1 million summer job.
Thanks for listening to The Lawn Chair Profits with Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Theme by Garner Andrews. Guests of The Lawn Chair Profits stay in the dumpster behind the building by the rail yard. Classy.